Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, we have another great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. and we're live from Orlando, Florida. Hope you're there. Before we get started, though, I got to give you a couple things. Let me give you first our phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And now let me introduce you to the players tonight. First, my co-host sitting right next to me is Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn, co-host?
Well, I am now. Hi, everybody, and welcome, welcome. It's a special day, September 20, 2020. Glad to have you with us in your home.
And my other co-host who's sitting in his home, Dave Hildebrand. Dave, are you there?
Good evening. I am here indeed. I was wondering if I was going to be able to make this crazy Zoom thing for a minute, but technology gods saw favor on us. So I think I'm with you.
You sound loud and clear.
All right. Now you sound better than ever.
Now we're going to introduce you to our producer, who's in the only one who's in the radio studio, in our Spectrum studios. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris, are you there?
You already know I'm here. You give me way too much credit, though, Mike. You give me way too much credit. It's you guys that are the producers and directors. I just follow orders.
I think we should take a collective breath right now, Chris. You, David, right. Michael, and me. Ready? Ready? One, two, three.
I'm not supposed to be breathing in or out.
I don't care.
Hey, folks, if you want to know why I feel crazy, we had a rough time getting in on the Zoom.
I was breathing in.
Thank you, Sheila.
We are live from Orlando, Florida, by the way of Zoom.
Yeah.
Yes. Some of us are in our homes using Zoom, and Chris Shaw is in the studio. For those who don't know, they're turning in for the first time. We are on the radio in different cities, and we're streaming all over the country. You can listen to us by many ways, shapes, and forms. This is not a podcast. Yes, this is a radio show. And let's just say we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hope you like the show tonight. It's going to be a very interesting one tonight. And let me just say this. For all the folks out there that
that's our special guest. Happy New Year
to everybody out there.
That was easy.
Happy New Year to the Jewish faith.
Happy
people.
New Year.
And I got a few birthdays right now. First,
you have a few.
Yesterday was our granddaughter Rachel. She was had her 19th birthday, believe
on
it or
the
not.
19th.
On the 19th. That's right. On the 19th. That's right. And then another young lady who's not 19, her birthday is today. She's not 19, though. A little older than 19. We're talking about Nancy Joe. Nancy Joe. That's
right. Happy birthday, Nancy.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
All those people out there, you all know Nancy is.
Nancy Joe from Kokomo. Her birthday is today. I want to wish her a very happy birthday. I also want to give a big shout-out out there to a few other people. That's right. Her name is Sharon. And let's just say she's Fort Lauderdale area, Tamarack area. Sharon, if you're there, we love you dearly. And our close friend for many years. Great shout-out for Sharon there. Sharon P. That's just the last initial of her last name.
All right, Sharon.
So if Sharon calls in, don't forget to let her on quickly because she's been trying to get on for the last couple of shows. And for some reason, the young man by Chris Shaw doesn't let her call in.
It's a hot show. It's hard to get through, you know? You got to have fast fingers to get in this show.
Right. It'd be hard to get in, Mike. So I try to get them as fast as they come. I try to put them on.
There you go. It's true. I know it.
Well, if she calls in, we want to talk to her.
How about David? David probably has...
David, you got anybody you want to shout out to?
Well, you know, thanks for asking. It just so happens I do. Let's see. First of all, I want to give a belated happy birthday to my buddy Terry Lake. Terry Lake up in Pittsburgh, PA, and I do believe the Steelers did well today. I'll say hi to my friend Carl, as well as my good neighbor and friend Neville French. So, and there's a few others that I might have to cover next time around.
Well, we have time if you'd like to give them now.
Well, you know, I've got to write them down.
Okay.
My brain is blank. You know how that goes.
Okay.
I've got a few there. I think a number of people are listening tonight. I've got a feeling so.
Well, we're looking forward to having you with us on the show tonight, Dave Hillebrand.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yep. Yay, Chris.
I'm all ears.
Everything okay on your end?
So fresh and so clean, don't wipe me down. You already know.
Poor Chris had a call in.
Yeah. Right, right.
They don't give him a computer.
The trials and tribulations of using Zoom.
I like it, though. Chris, for a change, we can sound a little more high-tech than you do usually.
Right.
That's okay. It's like we're switching roles, kind of.
Right, yeah, right. You got it. But y'all on top of it.
But it's good to hear you anyway.
Wait till you get my age, though.
I'm never going to get your age again. Sorry, bud.
But yeah, it's been a great week, a disappointing week, but a great week all at the same time. A good friend of mine had passed away due to the COVID.
A friend of his. Oh, that's a shame.
And then
I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
So you know, that's what I've been dealing with all week. It just kind of sprung on us out of nowhere.
Yeah, I understand. We've got a good friend right now that's in the hospital with COVID. Our good friend, a musician friend, Bill Winborn, which I'll give a shout out to him. I don't know if he's listening, but his friends might be. But the guy's hanging in there. But it's a tough thing. His sister had it, has recovered, and his mom has it currently. So both he and his mom are in pretty bad shape at the moment. So it's a real thing. Wash your hands and put on a mask. Doggone it.
Well, we're sorry for your loss, Chris.
Yeah. Indeed.
It's real. So if you don't think COVID is real, I'm here to let you know.
There you go. Me too.
It's a shame we have to hear stories like that for people to realize that how insane it is.
Not a hoax. It's real.
No, it's not a hoax.
That's all right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Don't forget our phone number to call in because I'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. You can call in. You don't have to just wait for trivia. You can call in anytime you want. Give us a big shout out if you like. I'd like to hear from you. Oh, by the way, our first segment we're going to have is brought to you by Dave Hillebrand. David worked on this a long time. He put it all together. I hope you love it. Talk about you, David.
I've been working on it a very, very long time, at least an hour, I think. maybe more than that.
Oh, God.
We're really looking forward to it.
So, Trish, you want to go to break now so David can get ready and we'll be raring to go on the other side of the break?
What do you think, Chris?
Roger
you
that.
Got some commercial for us?
I got you covered.
Okie dokie.
Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
We mean it.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. SpokenRx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about SpokenRx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing
a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're definitely back. It's finally back. Oh, yes. Hope you're still there. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. You still there? Hope you are. Now it's time for my friend and Big Dave. Dave, you there?
I am still here.
Okay, you're on.
You're able to hear me okay?
You are on, David.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Well, I wanted to tell everybody a little bit about one of my hobbies. I've got a couple. As those of you who know me well realize, I don't usually let too much grass grow under my feet. But anyway, I'm going to tell you about the hobby of record collecting. For those of you who love all different kinds of music and may just have a little bit of interest of history, and also even with current music, getting to see exactly how some of our current songs started, you might be interested in this special hobby of collecting records. Now, if you were born before 1980, most likely you've seen a record of one kind or another. I bet my friend Chris there in the studio probably has seen a record or two.
More than one or two.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. Well, you know, and the funny thing is, I've heard people that have brought their grandkids to different garage sales and stuff. The little kids come over with this big square, colorful looking thing, and they're wondering, what is this? It looks like a calendar, Grandma. No, it's not a calendar. Actually, it is a record. It holds music, 36 minutes worth. In fact, back when we were young, we were called LPs for long playing, and that's 33 and a thirds. But I'm not going to talk about collecting 33s at the moment, because what I really am into are the older records, known as 78 RPM. Here's a little tune from Louis Armstrong in the late 1920s. When this song came out, it cost 75 cents, which was not cheap back in the day. But you can find these records, even though they are, in some places, some auctions, they might go for a lot of money. You can find them in garage sales and stuff like that for sometimes even a buck or so. So very, very, very cheap. But, you know, before we get talking about 78 RPMs, I'm going to go from forward and kind of go back, because we don't want to leave out Michael's era of the 1950s. This is where the record collecting really came in. The late 40s, early 1950s, when the 45 came out. The 45 RPM, a smaller record with the big hole in the middle. 45s and the older form, 78 RPM, came out. Well, the 45 came out in the late 40s, and the 78 came out much earlier than that. So during the 50s, there were songs like this, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, that actually were produced on both the 78 and the 45 RPM. So this is when record collecting really got going big time, because the old 78 record quite often was tossed out. Once people had a chance to get the 45 record, They were much more durable, wouldn't break when you dropped them, didn't take up as much room, and they sounded good. So people threw away those 78 RPMs in favor of keeping the 45. So when 45s came out, they even had new machines that came out, new players, special players. So it was a huge boost to the economy as people would have to buy these special 45 RPM players. They even had special machines that the people would have in their cars before the 8-track tape and the cassette. People would have a 45 record player in their back seat, and they'd hook it up to the stereo and be able to play music, sometimes 4 or 5 songs at a time. So people collect records for all different reasons. Sometimes they're just into old music. Sometimes they want a specific artist that they like. I'm big into Louis Armstrong. It's one of my favorites. Love Louis Armstrong and the great Fats Waller. These guys came out in the late 20s and were through the 1940s. Strangely enough, some of these records you can still find today for $1 or $2 a piece, although they can get as expensive as up into the thousands of dollars for very, very collectible records. I'm going to play a couple unusual ones for you. But first, a lot of people get into 78s for history, not just music, but also spoken word. And in my case, I had a couple interesting 78s that I'm going to play for you that are actually spoken word. And here's one that definitely is an important part of history. You might recognize this is from our president FDR for World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Needless to say, this is way before I was ever born, but it is interesting to for people to be able to picture where they might have been during that.
David, yeah. Dave.
Two things.
First, you got a couple calls. People would like to talk to you. That's first. And second of all, we have to try to fix. I understand
we're gonna work on that next part. When we get ready to take our break. So I just told Lynn, when we get ready to take our break, Lynn explained to Dave what we need to do. So in the meantime, let's go to our – we got two callers, one from Apopka and another one from Pennsylvania. Miss Patsy, Lady P, we call her from Apopka, Florida. Lady P, are you there?
I am here. Good evening.
Lady P
I'm good. How are you all doing?
Excellent.
This is such an interesting topic, David. I love it. I love the fact that you are a record of 45. I was born in 77, first and foremost. And my parents, I'm from the generation whose parents had a record player and had records in their home. So I have been finding myself recently in certain shops shopping for 45 just to kind of have, kind of restart a collection for my children just to have and to understand. So I'm glad that you are talking about this and bringing some awareness. And, and if I can maybe, get my hands on what you've got there, we do an auction. We're doing a silent auction with my nonprofit here locally. And these are pieces that we would love to be able to offer to our audience, David. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you. And, 45 is the interesting thing about them. Aside from music that you might have grown up with, some of these records Well, only if it's come out on 45. They're never going to come out, be released again on CD. Some stuff does, the real popular stuff, but
wow.
Some of these local or more regional things never will come out except for on those round little records, you know? So,
wow. Like the Louis Armstrong. Wow. That's really good to know. That's good to know. That's a piece of information that I did not know at one point. So,
love my Louis Armstrong, that's for sure. Well, appreciate
what
you
was
calling
that?
In. I think I got somebody else wants
thank
to get
okay.
in
thank
here.
You, David.
Hopefully you're we'll welcome. Catch you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, David. Who else do we have calling in here?
I believe you have Liz
Hi,
from
guys.
Upstate PA.
Ah, dear
it
Liz.
Her royal blindness.
Hello, Your Excellency.
Hi.
I'm bowing.
Hi.
You can't see me right now, but I'm... How's it going with you?
No. Oh, it's great here. Nice and bitter cold, but it's going well. How are you guys?
Oh, now where are you in PA?
I'm near the Allentown area.
Okay, very good. Because we got friends up in Pittsburgh. I know that were listening as well. So we're covering all of Pennsylvania tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I understand that you had a record player and listened to 78. I saw you on Facebook there. Couple
yes,
days ago. What types of music do you like?
Well, I listen to everything except rap. I'm not a fond person when it comes to rap, but I love old country. I love just the old big band and swing and, you know, the cry in your beer gut bucket music. You know, that's always great, but...
All right.
Especially the big band and classical type. I grew up very heavily involved with music myself. I played several instruments, so I really enjoyed listening to that. But I have a 1918 Victrola. It was my great-grandmother's, and it's standing in my dining room. And we have a whole bunch of 78s that are pretty ancient tucked away in there.
Oh, nice.
And I just remember playing those growing up, being able to wind up the Victrola, and then I taught my son when he was born. So that's a family heirloom to be passing along. But it the music that comes along is just so incredible. You know, you put something on, and people stand around with their mouths hanging open, like, where did you find something like this? Because you just don't hear that sound anymore. And it's
sure
kind of sad.
And that's the way it was originally designed to be listened to, is through acoustically. You know, there's no electronics or anything. It's just all mechanical, winding that phonograph up and listening to the music from over 100 years ago.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
So
we actually have one of our records is from the late 1800s that we have. It's some type of Ukrainian waltz, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Pretty fantastic to know that you
That's
have
neat.
These things that go back so far.
I'm gonna play something very old here in just a second for Michael, but you'll appreciate it as well. And I'll tell you what, it's from one of my Edison cylinders.
Well,
actually, wax cylinder.
Before you go there, listen, let's take a quick break real quick, and Dave will come back to you right after the break, okay? Lynn,
thank you, Liz, for calling in. Appreciate
Liz,
it, Liz.
For calling in. Study hard.
No problem.
That's Liz
thank
from
you
Lehigh
guys.
Valley, Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Liz.
You guys take care.
You stay
too,
well.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I'll try to fix this, the audio.
Got it.
Got it.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 100 20 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit Spectrum us online knows. At lighthousecfl.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind Me On Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Hope we're coming in better. I'm sorry for the problem, the static. I hope we're trying to fix an RN. Hope you can put up with this. Our phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
I think we got things straightened out now, though. Thanks for
okay,
much
Jay,
better.
You are up, Dave.
Now we have to get Michael straightened out. He's too close to the speaker. Okay, here we go. You're back, Dave. You sound great.
All right, beautiful. Hey, I'm trying my new microphone, the Blue Yeti.
All right.
We were previously talking about old
right
78 records and different reasons why people collect them. And I was playing a little blip of FDR, declaring war on Japan. So a lot of people are into the history aspect. Well, I want to play something for you. There's a lot of comedy records that were also out during that time and helped get us through World War II. So sense of humor is important.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave.
Later, can you play that again? Because I somehow didn't hear that, the FDR. I would love to hear that when he was declaring war. So
maybe. Yeah, I definitely can play that.
Okay.
No problem. I'm going to play just a little blip of this guy,
okay.
Spike Jones, one of my favorites, old Spike Jones. He's a mix of history and music because he's there's a lot of comedy music. Kind of, he's like the Weird Al of the 1940s. He pokes fun of music at that time, but also cultural stuff. So this song, he's poking fun of when the Prohibition, when they didn't allow alcohol. So this is what he thought about Prohibition. That's a catchy little melody, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The vocals are coming around here in just a second.
No, it sounds like Hebrew music.
It does, doesn't it?
Another drink. Plenty in the cellar when it's gone. Drink, drink, a glass of...
It does sound like Jewish music. It's really...
The dawn is breaking. Clang, clang.
Well, now, speaking of Jewish music, Spike Jones had a bit of a controversy, you know, back in World War II. The part of history where he really fell in is he actually was on the hit list for Hitler. The hit list for Hitler sounds like a book, right? But Hitler hated Spike Jones because he did this song insulting Adolf Hitler. So Adolf Hitler wanted to kill poor guy. So Adolf did not like that much at all. That was not a good thing for him. So he wanted to have poor Spike done in. So Michael, I got this song especially for you. I mentioned it to our Royal Blindness earlier. The earliest form of recording was on Edison cylinder, actually recorded onto wax. And this is from 1908, the original recording when this song came out, and you will hear it actually announced at the beginning of the record who this is.
Take me out to the ball game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Rampal. Katie was big, all mad, had the fever and had it bad. Just to for the home, out to every zoo. Katie
baby blue. On a Saturday, her young foe called to see if he'd like to go to see a show. But this Kate said, oh, I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and cracker jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
This is one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got caught up. I thought I was at Wrigley Field for a moment. I'm sorry.
That was beautiful. I love that.
Listen, we got to go to the phone line. we got our good friend, our good sister on the phone line with us, the one and only Dr. Pastor First Lady. Well, I just call her Dr. Sheila. Dr. Sheila, you there?
Hi, I am. Hi, everybody.
What's up, doctor?
Dave, you are making me feel really old, okay? I'm just saying, but 45, 78, 33, I've lived through them all. But that song you played made me feel like we were in Oktoberfest. So,
oh yeah, well,
the wrong month.
it would have been like the late 30s when that came out. But, you know, the truth is the 78 actually was out until 1960. So a lot of us, I was born in 61, but the 78 lasted pretty long time.
I know. And I had all of them. So.
There you go. Well, especially those 45s, you know, you pop up all the time at garage sales and stuff for next to nothing. People will give them to you. It's a piece of history.
Like you've got an amazing collection. That is just very
impressive. A lot of people don't even know what a record machine is.
What? They see that round thing. They have no idea what that is.
Oh, no. No, I even had books for the blind on that big old machine that was huge on
me too.
That looked
talking book.
Yep. So
they had some of those on speed 16 and even speed 8. They had a speed 8 RPM for just for speaking stuff.
Yep.
Dave,
and if
how many
you tell anybody about a VCR, they're like, "What?"
Right. So, right.
This just makes me feel old. So thanks, Dave.
Oh, that's all right. At least I could do. At least and the most I could do.
All right, guys. Bye.
I appreciate you calling in, though.
All right, bye.
So, thank you. So, Dave, how many Victrolas do you own?
Well, you know, as far as Victrolas go, I only own probably just a couple. But here's the thing. The Victrola, which is what plays the old 78, the breakable shellac records from the 40s and back generally, a Victrola means that the horn is on the inside of the record player. It's covered up. So I have a couple of those, but I have what are called the Victor outside horn machines. They would have come out in like 1900 to 1910, let's say.
Oh, like the famous one with the dog.
Exactly. Nipper the dog. Those outside horn machines, they're much more difficult to find, of course, and unfortunately more costly. But those, so I've got a couple of those. And then the cylinder machines, which you heard the take me out to the ball game, that's what I'm really into. And I've probably got 5 or 6 of those, maybe.
You could have a tour of your house with
interesting ones for sure.
Yeah, a tactile tour.
Right. It is definitely all tactile. My oldest one is the Walkman of cylinder players. Came out in 1898, and it still works. I mean, it uses a little key wind thing that, like you would use for a clock or something, but.
Wow.
Believe it or not, some of the first cylinder players, they actually used water to power the.
No kidding.
Yeah, the engine. But the thing is, so few people had water, running water back then, that it really made more sense to come up with a spring.
I want to go to trivia.
Yeah, Dave.
David, I want to go to trivia right now.
The same thing.
Dave, let's go to trivia. Chris.
It's Dave's trivia, actually.
It's or a Chris, gift
tune. We want to go to trivia. Put on Dave's trivia.
All right,
this is trivia time. 407-894-1680. This is trivia time. Who's singing this song? This is Dave's trivia. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it?
With all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket, there seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in the scenes.
He comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There he goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
He ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Look at that, look at that.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Look at that, look at that.
He's just as proud as he can be. The Riz Anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Look at that, look at that.
He likes to show off his physique.
Look at that, look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking around, inviting.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my cars checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smock. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed right there in front of the shop, so. Boogity, boogity.
He ain't
blue. Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Okay, boogity, that's good.
He's always
good.
Making the news.
All right, 407-894-1680 is the number to call if you know who did that. 407-894-1680. I know one of my music friends will certainly know who did that and can call in.
That's a hard one, Dave. That's a hard one.
Yeah, David's are getting harder.
It's not a hard one at all.
You're getting trickier and trickier.
No, quite contraire, mon frère.
Oh, you will
see. Someone is going to quickly call and bail me out. So this was a he was famous for doing a number of comedy.
Yeah, Nancy said she knew singer, but she didn't know that song.
Ah, well, very good.
Yeah. But she's good with music.
I see.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. I have a feeling that someone is going to call in right away with that.
So do you have any other audio clips that you want to play? We have about seven minutes.
Well, here, I will play that one little blip that you were interested in.
Oh, yeah. Hearing, I didn't
before, real quick, if I've got it here.
Yeah.
All
the static, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, this should be a little bit better, I'm hoping. Okay, here you go.
FDR, declaring war, is this the one?
Yeah, this is okay. FDR. I won't play the whole thing, but I'll give you a good...
Yesterday, December 7th...
Can't hear it.
1941.
You have to turn it up, Dave.
Can't hear it, Dave.
Yeah, sorry, let's see. Well,
United States of America.
Let me try replaying that again.
Okay.
Yesterday, December
7th, 19... Nope, can't hear it.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a little different.
Okay, so we do have a caller on the phone line.
Okay.
She said, "Oh, my God, I can't believe that was the easiest thing I've ever heard."
Oh,
I bet it was.
All right.
So, listen... because it was the easiest thing she's ever heard, she had to call in and say, "Hey, I got this." Ladies and gentlemen,
hello, Sue.
You know who it is. It's Sheila. She got this.
I have really just laid back and not called in.
Orlando.
Sheila, because, you know, I wanted to give other people a chance. But I'm like, oh, my God, that's Ray Stevens.
She just can't say She knew who it was.
She just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Anyway.
Here's my official sound effect for you.
Now that sounds like a noisemaker from Purim. anyway, yeah. The second I heard it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard that in forever. So Dave,
really?
Again,
you're making me feel older. So
I aim to please.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
So there you go. She did come and bail me out, as I knew she would.
So, David, you want to throw out the number in case somebody else has anything to say to you before we go to the top of the hour?
Yeah, someone's got to say something, you know, even if they want to call and say, you know, Dave, you don't know what you're talking about. I want to hear those especially. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
You're listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Call in now.
It's right.
The phone lines are wide, wide open.
I have a question. I don't know if you said it and I didn't hear it or you didn't say it. How did you get into this hobby?
Well, you know, one of my first words ever uttered besides mom and dad was record player. Something fascinated me about a record player. In fact, before I even really knew anything about records, someone had given me a 45 that I would spin around on a toy, you know. So I loved, fascinated by the record player just to start off with. But I don't know, probably when I was in my 20s, maybe 30 some odd years ago, I had seen a Victrola and just thought it was fascinating, and just I've been captivated ever since. And that the Edison machines especially got me hooked, because all those old cylinders, they actually announced the name at the beginning of the piece, or the speech or the song or whatever. So, you know, you can, when you listen to those things, it kind of just takes you back to another time. It really does. There's even some, you know, originally when they first started recording some of these cylinders, they didn't have a good way to copy to make a bunch of them. So what they did is they had the band perform, and they'd put about 25, 50 recorders in the room at the same time. So they just ran all those things. And if there's a mistake, a little creak of a chair or a squeaky shoe, they left it in most of the time. And I live for those squeaky shoes and these other little sounds that give you the feeling that, you know, very, very human aspect of the whole live thing, which is kind of what we are dealing with right here, you know. It's not like a podcast where you can edit things out. This is the real world, and that's the way it was with the early recording. What you got is what you got. No, right. No going back.
And here we are complaining about little technical things with Zoom and this and that, but hey.
Here's one I don't know.
It's amazing we're on the air.
There's a comedian. His name was Red Fox.
Oh, I remember him.
Red Fox, believe it or not, was doing 45 records, and he had a lot of records.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking, and back then it was classified as quote unquote, you know, risque, very risque.
Yep.
Stanford and Son, Red Fox.
Yeah, but this is before all that.
He was a dirty, Red Fox, dirty birdie, that guy. Yeah,
my brother.
Hey, before you go too in depth, listen, let's go to the phone line before we go to the top of the hour. We got about 2.5 minutes. Let's talk with our good friend Nigel from Boca Raton. Nigel, you there?
Okay.
Hey, Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
Nigel, KB4F, how are you doing?
Nigel, what's cooking, man?
I had heard, and I do believe it's true, that the 33 RPM speed was actually introduced to the industry by the Talking Book program. The first 33 and a third LPs were Talking Books, and once they became popular among the blind at that time, of course, that predated the 16 and two-thirds RPM 10-inch discs. The industry, the recording industry, just jumped on it. And
now I believe that it's true, although I can't verify, because I know 33 and a third originally came out in the 30s, and it was a total flop because of people just weren't buying a lot of stuff at that time, being in the middle of the you know, the Great Depression. So it really wasn't until the late 40s when people, they were actually releasing albums again.
That's all the albums were 33 and a third. All the albums.
Yeah,
all.
Right.
But I mean, essentially, before that, there was just 45s and 78s. And, yeah, for the longest time, nobody was coming out with if Talking Book did come out with the first stuff, it would have been
would have been in the 30s, because I know the first 33 and a third was sometime like 30, 31 or 32, I think. But
yeah.
They just didn't do anything with them at that point.
Well, as I say, I forget when the first talking book was pressed. It might have been as early as then. But to answer Michael's point, actually, there is one album, at least the one that I know of, that was recorded on 78s. It was actually a group of 78s that were recorded. You had sides 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, they were stacked. And then you reversed the stack 5, 6, 7, 8. The soundtrack to Finian's Rainbow, Finian's Rainbow soundtrack, was an album recorded on 78s. Each song was one side of a 78. And the whole album was like six records, six 78s.
Well, thank you, Nigel.
Thanks, Nigel. Thank
you for calling in, Nigel. I think we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute. The Blind and Beyond radio show. I promise you. We'll be right back.